It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality.
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, ready or not, here we come. Woo! Crazy morning this morning. It is Speak Out from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. And I was telling my guests earlier in the green room with quotes, right?
Yes.
Or my office, if you will. Luckily, it's not tomorrow because you're like the foremost authority on March Madness in Havasu, I would say.
It is my favorite month, that is for sure.
Is it still, though?
Yes.
Even like Kansas early exit?
With their early exit, it hurts 4 years straight in a row right now. But as a Kansas fan, we're really spoiled. It's either national championship or not. So the past 4 years, we have not advanced past the first weekend. But 4 years ago, I can help remind everybody that we were national champions in 2022.
Yes. Congratulations. I remember what that's like once.
Yes.
Being from UNLV. Roy, what was the former coach?
Roy Williams.
Roy Williams.
He went to
you.
North Carolina, and yeah. He was successful there as well.
Yeah, he was. Exactly. So what do you think about the Sweet 16 right now? Who do you like now that your Jayhawks are out?
I honestly, because I was a basketball coach and I was lucky enough to be on a talented high school team and play in college as well. I'm a basketball fan. I didn't really have high hopes of Kansas. I thought they would make it past the first round and make it to the Sweet 16, but the two teams that I think that everybody should be concerned about, and everybody wants to jump on Duke's bandwagon, and I love saying that because my brother's a Duke fan, but the two best teams in my eyes right now that are playing the best are the U of A and Iowa State.
Oh, for sure.
And the University of Houston's close behind, but I don't think they're not playing to the level of U of A and Iowa State are right now.
Wow, look at you repping the Big 12.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Crazy, right? All right. That is Lake Havasu High School Principal Scott Becker, and he's also, well, I wouldn't say interim, but incoming Assistant Superintendent Scott Becker. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Very proud to be able to be called that. It is a title that I will definitely take seriously. I've already started. I wear kind of both hats right now, back and forth between the high school and the district office, and it's keeping me busy.
No offense, but it kind of shows.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know what you're taking for a multivitamin, but if you're not, I would recommend it.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. We've also got, at the bottom of the hour, Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose will be in, and we're going to talk about ESAs and this, it looks like it's going to a ballot measure for school funding, which is very interesting. You can chime in on that if you want. We talked a little bit before the program about this, but it essentially, if you break it down into one sentence, it says school boards must operate or devote at least 60% of their budget to teacher salaries. How that just doesn't sound feasible to me. Is that a reasonable number?
Looking at that as an overarching statement, I think would be very difficult to just boilerplate that to every school district in the state. Each of us are quite different. Havasu being one of those. We're rural. We're not from Maricopa, where we have a different community and different community needs, and I think we do a fairly good job of listening to our community needs and their wants, and we do turn out, and I'm very biased, but I can also produce numbers to support graduates that do very well. I can produce a Helios report, and we can look our high school graduates that come out of our system and how they fare against others at the University of Arizona, ASU, and NAU, the three state schools, and our kids outperform their counterparts at those three institutions on a yearly basis.
Outstanding. And right now, I mean, teachers in Lake Havasu City or that come to our district, they don't do too badly even without the certifications, right? What's the starting salary right now?
Starting salary, oh gosh, you're going to really test my knowledge.
50, isn't it?
It's 50. Yeah. It's either 50 or 51.5. I don't recall, but right at that $50,000 range.
And then what are the incentives like if you do get those extra certifications that are available to them?
You're able to move across to the pay scale, if you will. If you get your master's degree, obviously there's bumps each year of service that is back in place for our teachers as well. And then I think what we do in our district, and I'm a prime example of it, of there are opportunities for growth. Obviously you have to accept those opportunities with open arms and put in some time, but I started as a PE teacher and a basketball coach and then moved up to be an assistant principal for 2 years, and then I became the principal at Lake Havasu High School in 2014, still currently serving that role, and then was granted the opportunity to interview for the assistant superintendent position and was awarded that by our school board.
Were there other candidates from, say, outside the district? That you know of?
So in terms of when you go into an interview, you're not afforded that information.
Right, right.
So I really don't know.
I tend to push the envelope and I ask.
Yeah. So
but that's just me.
So I do not know that answer.
Right. All they can do is say, we can't tell you that.
And even with that, I would say that I really wouldn't care. My job is to focus on what I'm in control of and do the best that I can do with those things.
I had notes for a different guest for today. Who was coming in today?
We had Kami Kelly, who is in charge of our Career Center.
Career Center, thank you.
I'll take the blame for it, and I don't mind doing that. I sent her a day early.
I thought it was Marcia that did that.
Yeah, and no, Marcia's in charge of our CTE programs.
Oh, I see.
So Kami was going to come on and talk to you, but it was a day early, and she also serves a dual role, and she's a track coach, and they're traveling today. So
are they good?
Yes.
The track team?
Yes, they do very well. We sent quite a few kids to state last year,
nice.
And that expectation lives within our program that we continue to do that every year.
Right. So career education, and that, how is the school, how are we faring in career education right now with the CTE? And that, now you got to be careful because Marcia's on that end, right?
Yes,
but no,
is.
I mean, you can fairly evaluate that.
Yep.
Where do you need to go?
So I can say, and for the listeners that probably missed his joke there of I have to be careful because I also go home and Marcia is my wife and she's in charge of the CTE program.
And you don't want to sleep on the couch.
Yes, I don't fit on the couch either. But I said this yesterday I was lucky enough to go to the forum for the Mojave County College incoming presidents, the four candidates for that, and I told one of them through the questioning that he had ended up asking me that I would challenge any other high school in the state to rival our CTE programs. I really would. The opportunities that our kids have 2 or 3 years ago, the high school went through the accreditation process, and that's a lengthy process of a lot of paperwork, and then you have to kind of defend it. It's kind of like a dissertation, if you will, for a school. And the people that were interviewing me on my for the high school questioned how we get so many kids through CTE programs. And you are hard fit to make it through high, like Havasu High School, without going through a career and technical education class, because those are our elective classes, and that exposes our kids to many things.
So I know about the firefighter paramedic.
Correct.
And what other programs are there?
So I
know you don't have the list.
No, I can go kind of off the top of my head. I end up walking.
Well, maybe Marsha's listening. She could call in.
Yeah.
928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR.
So I think looking at individuals my age, you would think of your voc ed type classes.
Sure.
And they are so much more than that. We have a fully functioning preschool that happens on campus. Our students run that preschool. Our students are the ones that are educating the littles that come into that preschool. We have computer programming that takes place, the fire science and the EMT, as you said, in partnership with the city and their fire department. We have strong relationships with Mojave College, where we have kids taking HVAC classes, CNA classes, welding, and then making it across campus. We have journalism. They produce our Royal Report every Friday. They utilize the green screen and everything. In that sense, we have auto shop, and that is an impressive area to walk into. And then I mentioned cabinet making, and I'm going to miss somebody and hurt somebody's feelings. So I apologize. Next year, we are expanding a couple things, because you asked about that as well. We are going to have MC nursing take place on campus, and then second semester. The first semester is the class that you have to take prior to, and then we are bringing phlebotomy onto Ooh. Campus. And in each of these CTE areas, our kids are walking out of those classes with credentials and certificates that they can take into the workplace right out of high school.
And that's nice. When you get out of high school, there's not much to your resume. So a certification Correct. Makes a lot of difference in many cases.
Correct, it does.
So, okay, back to my original, I'm going to circle back around, and you were talking about compared to other schools, your numbers are outstanding.
Yes.
Why is that? Why are you producing so many through that program?
Maybe I shouldn't have said she's my wife, and now it's going to look like I'm brown-nosing a little bit. But the people that we have in our classrooms teaching those classes, and the person, Marsha, running that program, make those opportunities something that kids want. And when kids want something and they're successful in those areas, they're our best marketers. They will talk to their fellow classmates that may be a freshman or whatnot, and then the news spreads pretty quick. Hey, this is a really cool class. This is what you get out of it. And so the teachers and the people running the CTE program is what has made it grow. One of the cool things that we do, when I say we, it's Marsha and her team. We bring every eighth grader onto campus from Thunderbolt. They jump on a bus, and we break it up into four different groups of people, and they go through, and our students tour them through all of our CTE classes, so they're aware of what classes look like and what to choose coming into their freshman year, so that, that bridges that difficult jump from eighth grade to a high school campus.
Sure. You know, when I was in high school, it was, that teacher's cool, that teacher's not.
Yeah.
That's how the program, that's how his class survived, or why he was still a teacher at that school. Do you think that's part of it, or are our kids, are our students really looking to the future to figure out what they're going to do, you know, after high school?
I think, and this is my personal, that it, does that take place still? Absolutely. Of who, what
teachers, popularity contest
a little bit, but I don't think it takes place in as much as it used to. Kids are used to the instant gratification of a cell phone. Those of you who can't see me, I'm picking up my cell phone and showing it right now. They're used to that instant gratification and what's in it for me. And they have that mindset of, this is what I want to do and what's in it for me. And they want to get that right away. They don't want to have to wait to go to a trade school or to go on to college to get that. They want it now, and they have the skills and they have the resources to be a bit more advanced than, right, than their predecessors.
It's said now, there's, especially with the rising communication through social media, through talk radio, the internet, that there's so much more awareness salary-wise. I can go out and go to college and rack up $250,000 in debt at a school that has a good football team. Correct. Or basketball team, or I can become a journeyman electrician, and in 5 years I'll be making this and not have any student loans. Do you think are students aware of that from what you're seeing?
I think they
I know are. Their parents are.
Yeah, definitely so. I'm a parent of three daughters, and all three, well, two of them are done with college now, and mm-hmm. one is currently enrolled, so definitely aware of that. But I think if you look back into, like, I'm 50 years old, so if you look at my parents, you were able to step out of high school and get into a trade, and that was you could make a living. And that went away for a while, mm-hmm. and I think we're making full circle back to that now, where in the trades, there is money to be made, and quite
yeah.
a bit of it.
For sure.
My brother's a prime example of it. I talk to my coworkers quite a bit. He runs a porta potty business for his boss, and the man does not get his hands dirty on a daily basis and makes way more than I do. And I have two college degrees.
I almost used the word, it starts with a CHIT.
Yep. Yes.
But hey, I'm not going there.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. And a little journey. I know you're into hip hop like the daughters, right?
Yes.
But I don't have the filter for
I understand.
The Bad Bunny filter?
Yes.
Do they listen to Bad Bunny?
I don't believe they do.
No. Congratulations.
Yes.
I heard all of that translated in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Was wow. The language, if you do speak Spanish, was pretty atrocious from what I understand.
Yeah, I didn't pay much attention.
No, me neither. All right, back with more in a moment. We are with Lake Havasu High School Principal Scott Becker and, of course, incoming Assistant Superintendent Scott Becker. I want to talk to you about, what are you doing to mentor for the, you know, who are you mentoring for that job? Number one,
yes.
I would imagine Dr. Stone.
Yep.
Right? And how much more studying and what do you call that? Getting up to speed?
Yep.
The learning curve.
The learning curve will be there, but I think that's with any job.
Sure. We're going to find out what that's like when we come back. Of course, the bottom of the hour, we have Governing Board President David Rose, and I'm Paul Lavoie, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687, or you can text Principal Becker at 928-727-5566. Back with more in a moment. Now I remember, I was telling Principal Becker, there's a movie called Teachers, and Nick Nolte and Jo Beth Williams is in it. She's the one from Poltergeist, the mom.
Okay.
I believe it was. Yeah, you remember that movie?
I growing up, honestly, I was never into the movie stuff. I was outside.
So was I.
And when the streetlights came on, that's when I had to be home.
Yeah, but after I was a grown-up, I didn't really go outside and do that anymore. Yeah,
yeah.
That's my life. But, no, I just remember that movie, so. And Poltergeist, come on.
I do know that one.
Man.
Yes.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And, yeah, maybe five more minutes, but we're with Principal Scott Becker and Assistant Superintendent incoming. Mm-hmm. It's already been decided, though.
Correct. Yes, I was approved at, Two board meetings ago. Yes.
All right, perfect. So what are you doing to get up to speed, the learning curve for the assistant superintendent position?
So obviously I still have a big job that I take very seriously of taking care of the high school. So each morning I start there, and as I'm needed at the district office, I do go over there, but I spend 90% of my time at the high school. That hasn't gone that way this week, but it's give and take. I am on the phone constantly with Dr. Stone.
What's the difference in the scope of the job? Is it focusing on the budget, on capital improvement? I mean, what's the big focus?
So at this point, it is the learning part for me, and it's very similar to the job that I do now. Everybody thinks the principal, oh, don't go to the principal's office.
And like that, you're the disciplinarian.
Yeah, and I have three great assistant principals that handle 99% of that, unless there's a really big issue that I need to get involved in. It's managing people and understanding what their needs are and setting expectations with those people of what that looks like. In my interview, I did say that I think in our system there is a Havasu way, and I am very biased, and I think a lot of people would agree that our Havasu way is better than what others have done. And that was one of the major reasons that I wanted to apply to be the assistant superintendent, to ensure that Havasu way of doing things and understanding our community and their wants and needs continues down the path.
What is the Havasu way?
The Havasu way, we have a high standard, and I'm not saying that because I've been in charge of the high school since 2014. I've had numerous teachers leave the district during tougher times, if you will.
Sure.
And communicate back to whether, and it happens to Marcia as well, that they're in another school district somewhere else in the state. And the theme that circles back constantly is, we didn't know how good we had it when we were in Lake Havasu.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. And they really compliment the support they have, not only at the site level, but at the district level, and how different and the standard that we have, if you will.
So tell me about your incoming replacement at Lake Havasu High School, Amy Barney.
Yes.
Tell me about Amy Barney.
Super proud that Amy is going to be filling my shoes at the high school. She was an assistant principal under me for a few years, and then a vacancy opened up at Thunderbolt, and there was a need, and Dr. Stone and Lindsay Bitterman, the former HR director, came to my office, and they really wanted Amy to go over there. Amy's done a fantastic job of putting systems in place there and protocols and such. They mirror what the high school does, but not to, there's differences. There's an age difference, and you have to deal with kids in a different manner to a certain degree.
I could never teach middle school. I could teach high school history or whatever, but not middle school, no.
But she's really bridged that gap and the expectation for not only her teachers at the school, that it's even across the board, but that expectation of what it's like to be a junior high kid, preparing them to go to the high school, because it is a big jump from eighth grade to ninth grade. And a lot of the things that are happening at the middle school are what we've had in place and she's helped put in place at the high school. And there's no better fit in my eyes than Amy to take on the high school. That does present a problem, though.
Well, what's the replacing the Thunderbolt now?
Now we have to replace the Thunderbolt principal. So that will be our next challenge, and we hope to get that wrapped up here pretty soon and make a recommendation to the board at the April board meeting. So that when you talk about what's your next job look like and getting up to speed, it is I was in charge of finding my replacement and putting a hiring committee together. I am now going to be in charge of that one as well. And
Is Amy going to be a part of that?
She definitely will be a part of that, yes.
So tell me, Coach Carl Thompson.
Correct.
Leaves the program after 17 years as a head coach, 25 years in the program. What would you say to Carl Thompson if you had a chance to say it right now on the radio?
I did send him an email.
Yeah?
And when he emailed to say that he was resigning, I'll keep that between him and I.
Okay.
It's very complimentary.
Uh-huh.
To be in charge of a program that long and to have the extended success that he has had in that position speaks volumes of his character and the individuals that he could get to come out on the team. If he doesn't treat kids fairly and equitably, he's not going to be successful for that long.
Kids vote with their feet.
They do, and yeah, they love him. Every kid on campus knows him. His alumni base is very large and very popular. They love the guy. I don't know if there's any other person on campus that could have an outreach to an alumni base other than Carl. And like I said, that doesn't go with somebody that didn't treat kids fairly and who cared for them.
Wow, that's quite the recommendation.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess anything else that you want to add before we go?
No, I did want to circle back around to the CTE stuff.
Yes.
And super proud of our graduation rate at Lake Havasu High School. We hover in the 89% to 93% graduation rate. It fluctuates, but when you look at the national average, which is staggering, you're approaching on average about a 70% graduation rate, which to me, I don't know if I could lay my head down on my pillow if Lake Havasu High School had a graduation rate of 70%. That would be a drastic problem. But with the CTE programs, kids who go into CTE programs and take more than 1 year of a CTE program and move along in that track have a 95% graduation rate. And so that speaks volumes to what our CTE teachers do and the whole program as a whole. And they're a huge part of Lake Havasu High School.
Did you get that from a text from Marsha?
No, Marsha did not say it. But
I'm kidding.
I will find that sound piece and play it for her.
Congratulations on that success, by the way.
Thank you.
And best of luck. I mean, everybody here is rooting for you for sure.
Thank you.
At the station. Mr. and Mrs. Greeley, myself, yep. Everybody at the station. So, all right, we're going to go to David Rose coming in next, but Scott Becker, thanks for joining
me.
Yes,
thank you for having
me. Yeah, you bet. You're a capable stand-in, for sure.
Yes, thank you.
You're doing a great job. Thank all right, you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more on Speak Out a Little, My Old School from Steely Dan. Stay with us. Going outside the door. One takes me way back, driving down to TJ or something, listening to that song and being in college, and yeah, never going back to my old school. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, also Springburg Wealth Management, by the Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, also Shooters Outpost, and Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care. And don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. And for the second consecutive day, yeah, sports guys like to do that, right? Everything's consecutive. We go in streaks. Somebody thought that the show was at noon. So David Rose was going to come in at 12:30. Well, you know what, David? You're lucky there, Mr. President. That's what I'm going to call him right now. Board President David Rose. I could fill a little bit. I got some stuff to fill with. Let's put it that way. All right. So David will be in a moment. We're going to talk about the ESA program and this move to, tell schools what they have to pay teachers, which is like 60% of their budgets. All right. School districts. It's going to go to the voters because, you know, the governor is going to definitely veto that. Anyway, Even the ACLU came out against this thing. I was like, wow. Anyway, the Needles High School Music Department. This is very cool. And Chef Del Jones proudly present the Meat Fundraiser Barbecue. I'm telling you what, folks, if you're out there and you have a fundraiser and it involves food and directly to raise funds with food, you want to send that to me because I will get it on the air, okay? I'm all about that. He, him, and hungry. You ain't kidding. Join us for performances by the Blue Notes, Advanced Bank, and the Needles High School Choir and eat some barbecue. That is today. That's right, today at 6 p.m., Needles High School Gym, and the price is $15 per plate. 15 bucks, man, for barbecue. You know what? Steak is like $20 a pound right now. So, or last time I looked, I was blown away. Like $20 a pound for a top sirloin? Are you kidding me? So now I'm just eating, you know, pork and chicken and fish. So there you go. Now you know my budget, right? Anyway, again, that's at 6 p.m. Needles High School Gym today. And performances by the Blue Notes, Advanced Bank, the Needles High School Choir, and some barbecue. All right, this weekend, you've got the 6th Annual Parker Military Vehicle Display and Swap Meet. Been telling you about this all week. Told you about this during the remote at Shooter's Outpost. And we had the organizer for this event as well. His name is Mike. And you want to get a hold of Mike if you want to participate in this or find out more information. 714-269-0502. And Mike is with the Arizona Military Vehicle Collectors Club. Now, there's free parking and admission and hot dogs, soft drinks, and ice cream. Oh, right there. You got me. Military Vehicle Collectors Club of Southern California is also involved in that. Oh, there you go. A little school by Supertramp. Well, we'll just go to Alice Cooper and kind of rev things up a little bit. Anyway, it's Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Collectibles, vehicle parts, apparel, and military surplus. And again, that's Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's on at La Paz County Park, and that's on Riverside Drive, like right there where Foxes and Sundance and Roadrunner and all that is, right there on that drive. Just follow that drive and you'll find it, all right? That's Riverside County or La Paz County Park. 6th Annual Parker Military Vehicle Display and Swap Meet. And speaking of, you got the Troop Box Convoys this weekend. And it's the 8th Annual Car and Bike Show to support the Troop Box Convoy. Of course, the Troop Boxes are what go to our troops overseas and in harm's way. And those are put together by a lady who developed this about, oh, I don't know, 8 to 10 years ago. And they put beef jerky and socks and just all the stuff that soldiers kind of really need from back home, you know. Not so much food, but supplies. And it takes a lot of money to mail those boxes, sometimes $35 each. So London Bridge Plaza parking lot, it's this Saturday, March 28th. There's a car show as well. And you can bring Troop Box donations and receive free raffle tickets. Whole bunch of sponsors, including Radio Central, and it has entertainment. You got raffle prizes in the 50-50, Beverage Garden, breakfast burritos. They're famous for that one, and lunch is available for purchase. And then you've got the Troop Box Convoy registration form for the car show, and early entry donation through the 28th. So that's what, Saturday or Friday? Through Saturday. Saturday's $50. Earlier than Saturday is $40. There you go. And check it out with the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 81. Her name is Vicki Hart. And they're at Paseo, 181 Paseo del Sol here in Havasu. And the registration package includes a t-shirt, dash plaque, raffle ticket, show and shine from 9 to 3, and awards from 2 to 3 p.m. And if you wish to park together, you might want to arrive together. And I'll tell you what, they've got 17 classes all the way from 1931 and older. A lot of classes, three classes just for cars in the 30s, made in the 30s. You got American Muscle Car, you've got Mustang and Cobra, T-Birds, Corvette, motorcycle also. They're really pushing that one. under construction cars, trucks, panels, sedan delivery, and Rancheros and El Caminos. Again, call Vicki, 928-230-9161. 928-230-9161. And she'll get you that registration form. I think you can find it on our Facebook page, or you can definitely find more information on the KNTR Talk Facebook page. And Anderson, it looks like Anderson Automotive and Anderson Power Sports are the title sponsor for this program. Yeah, thanks, Alice Cooper. Goes out just like that. Alice Cooper, of course, an Arizonan. He was a valedictorian at his high school, by the way. All right, let's take a break. Hopefully, David didn't forget where the studios are. And we're going to take our last break of the hour and then take David Rose all the way up to the top of the hour. But I really want to hear what he has to say about this salary ballot measure for teachers. I think it's the 1-2-3. They're trying to renew it. And then, of course, the empowerment scholarship accounts. And then whatever else he has from the Lake Havasu the Lake Havasu Unified School District. There you go. And maybe they've reached a decision on those early release days. I don't know. That one's the tricky one. All right, let's go to some Ramones. I actually had the chance to see them at UNLV in my sophomore year, I believe it was. All right, back with more in a moment on Speak Out, 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR or text us at 928-727-5566. If you're tired of hearing my voice, well, there you go. Make it talk radio, not just listen radio. You have that option all on your own. All right, back with more in a moment. Roll with his education stuff, President Rose.
That's right.
Is that what I call you? President Rose. You like that. Just not Mr. President, right?
Yeah, correct.
Right. Because you respect Trump too much for me to call you that.
Correct. Absolutely.
Right. So, like I was saying, this is your segment, right? Did you want to talk about 1-2-3? It's a proposition, right? Prop 1-2-3. We could talk about empowerment scholarship accounts. Or we could talk about early release dates.
Yeah, we could talk about all of it.
Sure.
So a few exciting things happened in the district. We recently made some administrative changes. Scott Becker, principal of Lake Havasu High School, has been appointed and hired as the assistant superintendent. And then in the last board meeting, Principal Amy Barney, who's currently the principal at Thunderbolt Middle School, is now the principal,
yeah,
starting, coming up.
We covered that with Scott in the first half.
Yeah, so super excited about that. She's going to do an amazing job. And then we're just came off spring break. Spring break is over. We're excited about that. And now on to the finish up the school year.
So the topic we kind of left off with Principal Becker was getting a new principal for Thunderbolt, because now Amy Barney needs to be
correct
replaced. And that school has a history of turnover when it comes to principals.
Yeah.
How do we find the right person?
So the position is open. So I think once we the applicants have been interviewed by the committee, and the committee and the board does the final. It's recommended to the board and the superintendent, and then the board does the final approval. We really have been focusing the governing board on creating a grow your own format of recruiting from within and having our own strong leadership. And so I think that's extremely important. We've got great potential in this district, great leaders who have been great in the classroom and would be great administratively, and so that's what we're looking at and looking forward to see who the next principal will be. And hopefully it's someone that Miss Barney's done an amazing job coming in and just building and helping turn the school around in a even more positive way. And so just
believing that we can have a principal who can continue that what she's been doing.
Yeah, Scott was saying it's a process that she's created a culture of eighth graders being prepared to go to ninth grade because the jump is so drastic.
Right. Right.
So it's kind of somebody that I guess that's what you're looking for is to continue that.
Yeah. Yeah. And really helping keep that connection between the middle school and the high school. That's something that whenever Miss Barney came in, she was able to do because coming from the high school to the middle school, she understood what the issues were in regards to the gaps between the two schools. And so she was able to help fill those gaps to help make an easier transition from eighth graders going into ninth grade.
Okay.
And also help with the behavioral issues. You know, because one of the things whenever this transition happened originally, the high school principals had talked about is there wasn't a lot of discipline taking place, unfortunately. And so students would come to the high school and get in trouble. Well, hey, I didn't get in trouble for that middle school.
Oh, no.
Well, really? You should have, yeah.
Wow.
So
that would have been a good one to use.
I know.
I didn't say
yeah.
that.
So she has done a great job of helping enforce discipline and set a standard across both the middle school and high school. So we're looking forward to that transition.
Well, what kind of feedback are you getting from parents now that you've been on the board over a year? The MAGA team has, you know, I'm not saying the agenda has been carried or anything. Because
correct.
You've had cooperation on both sides.
There's been a lot
of... You and Lisa Roman work together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whenever the election was over, we said, hey, look, it's time to get to work and do what is best for students. With that, the first thought, then teacher, staff, and of course, parents. You know, parents' voices need to be heard. So we began to just dig in. We looked at curriculum. We looked at books. We looked at our budget. We looked at all the things and did what we said we would do. And we have parents all the time that come up to us and say, thank you so much for what you're doing. We despite all the rhetoric you hear on social media, oh, they're horrible.
Yeah.
All the crazy stuff. We have a lot of feedback, even from teachers who say, thank you for the raises. Thank you for, being willing to listen, and we may not always agree on things, but we got to be willing to hear each other out and put students first.
If you read Orchids and Karens enough, you wonder on Facebook, you really start to wonder, are these people rooting for our kids to succeed?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah. You know, according to social media, you know, it's a crazy world, but
it really is. You like Orchids and Karens.
Oh, that's so good.
it's the OK Club.
Yeah. We're just focused on doing what is best for students, focused on implementing, you know, better student achievement. I believe our student achievement director, Christy Olson, is doing an amazing job with that of making sure student achievement, is being implemented on higher levels, that we're raising proficiency ratings within the district, that we're focusing more on teaching to the standards. I'm excited about what's happening in the future of the district.
I have to ask you this, and it's in regard to the old ASU property.
Yes.
What are the whispers right now?
There's a lot of whispers, so I can tell you, that all I can really tell you right now is ASU has accepted our, offer, that the district has made on the property. And right now,
the buyback,
of the dorms, the district never owned the dorms.
Oh,
so,
I got you.
So right now we're in the waiting on final approval on that. And then the board will do a final vote, you know, for that. So we, did negotiations and, have, of course that has to be done with attorneys. And, so we're just waiting on the final approval from their board. So
that's something. Not the school I was looking for, but you're good.
Yeah.
What about the state level? Because we have less than 2 minutes right now, or we have about 2 minutes left. State level, legislature. What are you hearing that's good coming out of the legislature for districts?
Hearing that is good right now. Mm-hmm. I know that they tried to,
what are you hearing that's bad? Are there any bad things that, you know, affecting salaries, affecting, you know, school districts in a negative way, affecting the ESAs, for example?
Yeah. Yeah. you know, there's a big fight against the ESAs right now. You know, there's this idea that ESAs rob schools. I disagree with that. I think it provides opportunity. Public schools, not for every student. However, one of the things we're creating in the district for starting next year is the opportunity for us to accept ESA funds and be able to service homeschool students in the community. So in other words, if you have a student that wants to take one of our CTE classes at the high school, they're able to do that. You can pay the tuition, whatever that tuition is. Same, let's say you're struggling in math and you want your child in a in-person math class at one of our schools, then we can do that. So those are options we're looking at right now where school districts can partner with ESAs instead of fighting against it. You know, I believe it's a great program. I totally support it and looking forward to continuing to support that as we move forward and being able to have a program in our own district to be able to work with ESA families.
Well, something I'll post on Speak Out Uncut that's on the website. I don't know if you've seen that before, but it's an interview with Matt Beinberg. He's with the Goldwater Institute, and we focus on ESAs and how 12 News is saying there's a 20% fraud rate, and it's actually a Stanford professor found it was 2%, and that was over 100,000 transactions. So.
Right.
Well, David Rose, thanks for joining me.
Yeah.
Whatever you dumped, you know, or left, thank you, and thanks to that person for letting him go. And it's at 11:30 until November.
Yes.
All right, you got it? All right, perfect. I'll see you tomorrow. I believe we have sound advice with Brian Springberg. And that's Speak Out. We'll have Hannity coming up next after news and a short break. Thanks, David.
Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Who walks in the classroom cool and slow? Who calls the English teacher?
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.